Hello. Today's professional development tip is about asking for letters of recommendation. In your future, you will need to ask for letters of recommendation, whether you're applying for pharmacy, medical, or grad school, to study abroad, or for your future careers. You will need letters of recommendation. So who do you ask for these letters of recommendation? Well, there is a hierarchy of importance. For instance, a letter from professors, your research mentors, will carry more weight than a letter from a faculty person at the university or from your teaching assistants. Now, this doesn't mean that their letters aren't equally important. It just means that somebody with a higher professional career, their letter will mean a little bit more than another person's. You want to select people who you have had a professional relationship with, and it's best if you've known them for at least 6 months. The longer you've known them, the better, and the more weight the letter will carry. Or if you've worked with them very closely, a letter from somebody you've worked very closely with will carry more weight than somebody you've only known for just a few months and may not know your working experience and how you are as a person in a professional position. They just may not know as much or have as much information to say. So how do you go about asking for these letters? Now, whether you use the personal approach, meaning face-to-face, or an email, it doesn't matter. There are lots of different methods. Just make sure that you present yourself as a professional. You don't want to show up in your pajamas and your slippers and say, "Hey, can you write me a letter?" You want to make sure to treat the person with respect and to be professional about how you approach them. You want to tell them what the letter is for. So talk a bit about the position that you need the letter for and what the qualifications are. You want to make sure to give them specific qualities to write about, and then provide them examples of when you demonstrated these qualities. This serves not only as a reminder, but it helps them to be able to structure the letter and what they communicate. The idea is to provide the person who is writing the letter with guidance so they can write the most appropriate letter of support for you. Finally, make sure to follow up. Let them know the conclusion of your endeavor. Did you get accepted into grad school? Did you get the career? Were you able to go and study abroad? And what did that then lead to? You may ever even want to consider giving them some professional gratitude, but that'll be a professional development tip for a later day. If you have any questions, please give me an email or send me an audio boo question.